It's Friday, December 14th, 2012. Out of Oroville comes news, announcements, weather, and a quote upon which to ponder. This morning's sky is overcast. Northeasterly breezes, 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Temperature range, 24 to 28 degrees. An interview with Canadians Nick and Hillary, working for their master's degree in urban planning. They've chosen to focus on the Crown area.
Well, the purpose of the project is to sort of inspire people and get ideas going about what the Crown could be. And we'll be developing a set of guidelines based on the work we do and the information we gather while we're here that will flesh out any of the issues and opportunities that exist. So these guidelines will be something that the people of Oroville can refer to when they go to develop the Crown and build new. We're working specifically on social spaces, which are sort of informal spaces for people to hang out and interact in a more spontaneous way.
Sounds like just what we need.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what we've been told. Yeah. That it's definitely something that would be needed by Orvillians. Yeah, well, today we're running it's a workshop kind of brainstorming session with, hopefully we're going to get a few people out to the Afsana guest house today at 3:30 to ask them a few questions about what they value in social space and what they really want to see. Mm-hmm. So that will run for a couple hours from about 3:30 till 6 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been meeting with so many people. We've met with lots of planners. We met with Jeff at a farm yesterday. Mm-hmm. And we went to Upasana. So just getting like familiar with all the projects going on in Oroville. Some people are meeting with the waste management team right now. They met with the Center for Scientific Research.
CSR.
So, we did lots of research before we came here and made a list of everyone we wanted to visit and who we thought, you know, could provide us some feedback. And we've had lots of interesting discussions.
Yeah. I bet. And now, have you heard of Oroville before? How did you choose Oroville?
It's a part of our program. We're in a Master's of Urban and Regional Planning program at Queen's University.
Oh.
And part of the program is to do a project course. And this is one of the project course that was offered for internationally. Last year, they went to China. And this year, it's the first time that we're coming to India. So the site was chosen by our professor, Dr. Ajay Agarwal, and he brought us here and introduced us to a couple possibilities in terms of projects, and we decided that the social space one was for us.
Right.
Yeah, the uniqueness of Oroville really, I think, drew both Hillary and I to the project and the amazing work that's being done.
I think in the whole basis of Oroville in terms of, you know, harnessing people's creativity and personal growth and that type of thing, we're at a stage in our lives, I think, where we're about to get jobs and enter, you know, the workforce and thinking about what do we need to do to make us happy and make us feel challenged in our work and feel like we're contributing to our community and asking big questions. So I think Oroville's a really great place to come.
We've been here for 1 week now, and we have one more week, and it's been fantastic. We've met some really great people. It's made me sort of start thinking we need to stop referring these, what we're producing, to guidelines and start thinking about them as, you know, a set of considerations when developing social spaces.
Good
You know,
word.
Things like safety and accessibility, you know, it's more considerations of when you're developing these social spaces, what should you consider in order to develop these in the spirit of Oroville and of the Crown.
And we think that the process of just working through the issues and opportunities is really important and is the sort of major component of the project, is just the fact that this process has been worked through and documented, and it's something that you can refer to when you go to make changes on the study area.
Great. Oroville Radio had its 8th birthday at the beginning of this month and gives hearty thanks to all those who tune in, that is, log on, and listen, for supporting and participating. Currently, we are fundraising in order to continue, that is, to maintain this service. And, by the way, we continue to try for an FM license. That's a project in the works. Type in Oroville Radio/support for complete information on just how to contribute. When darkness deepens, strangling the earth's breast, and man's corporeal mind is the only lamp, as a thief's in the night shall be the covert tread of one who steps unseen into his house. A voice ill heard shall speak, the soul obey. A power into mind's inner chamber steal, a charm and sweetness open life's closed doors, and beauty conquer the resisting world. The truth light capture nature by surprise, a stealth of God compel the heart to bliss, and earth grow unexpectedly divine. Excerpted from Sri Aurobindo's Savitri, Book 1, Canto 4. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, Gilles, Gerard, and Patrick. Direct your comments and queries to OrovilleRadio.org, and thank you for listening.